Nebraska Extension Almanac.
One of the most challenging issues on family farms is what happens when the landowners pass away. It might seem a little morbid, but asking uncomfortable questions before the inevitable happens is the best way to have your wishes honored, your assets protected, and ensuring that the operation will move forward. Extension Ag Economist Jessica Groskopf starts today's program with one of those difficult questions.
Whether you have on-farm or ranch heirs or not, this is a question that must be answered. So ideally, what would you like to happen at your death? We need to get a good, clear picture of what you want to happen when you pass away. Why is that? Because if we build a team of advisors, they're going to be throwing a lot of options at you, and we need to have some sort of a measuring stick to measure those options against. And this question really creates that measuring stick.
Jessica says the next step is figuring out your team of advisors who can help you navigate the tough decisions that need to be in place before passing on.
So this brings us to who is on your team. You are going to need a team of advisors to help guide you through this process. Now, most of us automatically go to the attorney, right? I need the legal. This is how things are going to pass. However, there are other advisors that might be extraordinarily important and have really good input to making sure that whatever you said you want to happen actually happens. So we'll get an attorney. That's one person. Most of us will need a tax professional because there are tax implications of some of the strategies that we're discussing, or all of the strategies that we're discussing. Depending on what's going on and who else is involved, you might need a banker. You might need a financial planner. You might need somebody else, like a life insurance agent, a family facilitator, to help you through this process. Now, no single person can think of every possible outcome, right? No single person can develop an absolutely perfect estate plan.
Jessica says each landowner and operation are unique, and there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution to succession planning.
If we have a team of advisors that we know, we like, and we trust, we will get a better estate plan moving forward. And again, I don't think there's the perfect estate plan. If there was, we could, you know, recommend it to everyone. And we would not be having this discussion today, but unfortunately that's not the case. Your situation is unique and you need advisors who know and understand your specific situation to give you the best advice possible. And it helps when those advisors are in the same room and they're challenging one another based on their perspective of how they're viewing your situation. So the other piece that I think farmers and ranchers really get stuck on is that they have heard horror stories of certain tools that did not work or success stories of tools that did. And what I will say is that, again, your situation is unique. And not every tool in the toolbox is right for you. So you might have heard that, oh, this is the tool that works really well. But there might be, you know, little details of that situation that made that tool the right tool. So I would rely on your team of advisors to provide an idea of what tools are the right tools for you.
If you'd like to know more details about farm succession, check out the full series of articles on UNL Center for Ag Profitability's website at cap.unl.edu. Stay tuned for future programs where Jessica will talk about other important farm succession issues. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.